We bought our tree last Sunday, and last night we placed it in its stand. Tonight, when our work is done for the day and we've finished an early dinner, we'll bring out the lights and decorations, and we'll spend the evening carefully extracting bulbs and baubles from their wrappings, and Sue and I will discuss the exact bough on which each of them should be hung. This is a ritual that goes back 39 years and runs through every important stage of our life together, newlyweds, parents, grandparents. You won't find Christmas ornaments of the same size and color on our tree. We like an eclectic tree, loaded with collected ornaments from every period of our lives and from the many places in which we've lived. Tonight, as we pick through the old wooden chest that holds our decorations, we will locate balls and trinkets with an individual story from all of our other Christmases. Each one will remind us where we were in our lives when we acquired it. Our son and daughter are in their late 30s now, but we still have a balsa wood sleigh and a miniature Christmas tree ornament we gave them when they were 2 and 3. The children painted them carefully, and every year they grace our Christmas tree. We have a little drummer boy and a clown skipping rope, and make-believe gingerbread men that go back to one of our very first children's Christmases. And Sue takes care to hang a little white porcelain Rudolph that has hung on her trees since her childhood. And then there are icicles we picked up in Washington, D.C., and brilliant multicolored balls from when we lived in Portland, and colorful trinkets gathered on long-ago trips abroad. And finally, there's a court jester in a box. We picked it up at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival during our first Christmas in our beloved Ashland. Tonight, we will take our time hanging these treasures, and as a fire crackles in the fireplace, we will remember the eras of our life each one represents. Time changes all things, they say, and time has changed our family. Our children live far away now, and our ranks include 2 little granddaughters. We'll see them all in Montana this Christmas. But one thing time doesn't change is our Christmas trees. They chronicle our lives and fill us with warmth and remembrance. This is Les Aucoin.